This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. This week, we're featuring a retrospective of some of our favorite entertainment and pop culture interviews of the year. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings performed a few songs for us in July after the release of their album, The Harrow and the Harvest. Welch and Rawlings are music partners and life partners. They perform original songs inspired by bluegrass, folk, classic country, and hymns. Although they work as a duo, they perform and record under the name Gillian Welch. Rawlings has one album under the name The Dave Rawlings Machine. Many listeners were introduced to Welch by her performances on the Grammy Award-winning soundtrack Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Her music is steeped in Southern tradition, but she was born in New York. Her family moved to L.A. when she was three, when her parents got a job writing music for the Carol Burnett Show. Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings now live in Nashville. She sings and plays guitar and banjo. He sings and plays lead guitar. Gillian Welch, Dave Rawlings, welcome to Fresh Air. Thank you so much for coming. I'd like you to start by playing the song The Way It Goes from your new album, The Harrow and the Harvest. Gillian, would you introduce it for us?
Yeah, this is, definitely the fastest song on the record. Perhaps the only song with real tempo. And it goes like this. Johnson about the farm, put a needle in her arm. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. And her brother laid her down in the cold Kentucky ground. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when he and I were friends. Some of the brightest ones of all. Dark ones go to bed with good whiskey in their hands. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Now Billy Joe's back in the tank. Tell Musso, I'll tell Frank. That's the way. Did he throw her down a well? Did she leave him for that swell? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when all of us were friends. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Did you miss my gentle touch? Did I hurt you very much? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Little baby clothes.
Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings performing at NPR West. Their song, The Way It Goes, from the new Gillian Welch album, The Harrow and the Harvest. That really sounded great. You know, listening to that song, of course, you have to think, gee, do they know a lot of drug addicts? So, do you write songs that are biographical or songs that are just like based on characters or genres? Even a line like, when they lay me down to rest, leave a pistol in my vest. Now, I know that you really aren't going to ask for a pistol when you die, but it strikes me as a real genre line.
I feel like that line is kind of typical of when Dave and I will use cowboy language or folk language just to let people know there's an understood toughness in that line. To me, understand how this person went through life.
You know, in my mind, that had to do with not knowing what's coming. And I thought that that's a sort of elegant way to put, you don't know what's coming after the grave. And you might want to be prepared in one way or another.
Can I ask you to do a song from the new album? And this one is Hard Times. Gillian, would you introduce it?
You know, this is another, we've kind of half-jokingly said that this record is 10 different kinds of sad, and there being 10 songs on it.
So this is sadness number 6.
This is sadness number 6, kind of dealing with loss, a particular kind of loss when you lose something you didn't even realize you were losing, and not realizing the value of it until it's gone. So here you go. Hard times ain't gonna rule my mind no more. There was a Cape Town man used to plow and sing. He loved that mule and a mule loved him. When the day got long, as it does about now, I'd hear him singing to his mule cow, calling, come on, sweet old girl. I'd bet the whole damn world we're gonna make it, yeah, to the end of the road. Singing high times ain't gonna rule my mind. Hard times ain't gonna rule my mind, Bessie. Hard times ain't gonna rule my mind no more. He said it to me. Tea.
Nice. That's Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings doing Hard Times from the new Gillian Welch album, The Harrow and the Harvest. Thanks so much for playing that for us. Is there a story behind the song about like what inspired the images in it?
I started writing that one at the end of working on Dave's record, the Dave Rawlings Machine Friend of a Friend record. And Levon Helm was going to be coming in to play some drums on the record. So I was thinking about Levon, and it's always been very inspiring for me to think about other musicians and trying to write songs that they would like. And so I know that song got started me thinking, well, what kind of song would Levon like when he came in? I mean, I've kind of done this before. That's Orphan Girl got started with a very similar train of thought. I was driving, and I was thinking, what kind of song would Ralph Stanley like? Like, that was me trying to write a song with nothing in it that would be a deal breaker for Ralph Stanley to, like, you know what I mean? That it was that sort of legitimate.
I'm glad you brought up that song because I love that song. Would you mind if I asked you to do a chorus of that song?
We can do a little bit of that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very short system. Let's do just a little verse into the chorus. Yeah, yeah.
I am an orphan on God's highway, but I share my troubles while you go my way. I am no mother, no father, no sister.
You to do an excerpt of your song By the Mark, which is about, you know, the nails and the cross, and it sounds like it could be a very old song, but it's actually one of your originals. So that's a great song written by my guests Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings, and they're performing for us today and talking about their music. I know that you've been very inspired by the Stanley Brothers and Bill Monroe and the Leuven Brothers, and those are all like male harmony groups, and you're, you know, a man and a woman singing harmony together. Can you talk about working out your harmonies for songs like the one we just heard?
Yeah, well, first of all, you've touched upon something. We are incredibly lucky that coming out of the kind of rural American duet tradition, which is mostly two men. We're so lucky.
Generally brothers, actually.
Generally brothers, yeah. We are necessarily different than that. You know, we're never going to sound, nothing we do is ever going to sound like the Stanley Brothers or the Blue Sky Boys. It's necessarily going to be different because we've got a woman singing lead and then a man singing baritone.
Yeah, most of those groups all had the melody was on the bottom and the harmony was sung above. And so when we started emulating that music, we had to sort of figure out a slightly different way to do it. And, you know, to this day, we'll sit down and I'll try to sing through pretty much any note you can think of and look for things that I think are interesting or that, you know, that tickle my ear. And then once I found a little part that I'm committed to, sort of build on either side.
And, yeah. And Dave's ear and his mind is so facile that he will run through many, many note choices. And he'll hit one and it'll have that special kind of little wiggle and little buzz, and both of us will look up and say, okay, that one, there's one, you know, there's one keeper note, and then we'll just keep going, and he'll construct the part. You know, I know a number of singers who call Dave their hands down favorite harmony singer. And
Red right now. I'm yeah. So glad this is
so
radio.
Embarrassed. Yeah.
Gillian, is there a note that you can think of, like a passage or a note in that song or another song that gives you one of those, like, that's it kind of moments in terms of his harmony?
The entrance to the third verse.
Do you want an example?
Oh, well, here.
Yes.
We don't need to.
Yes,
I do. We don't need to get up, but... So, do you want to show him what a normal person would do?
I don't know. It's all normal to me.
What note, what word are we listening for in this line?
It's the entrance. It's on Calvary's
it's
mountain.
It's the first syllable of...
Yeah, it's that thing.
So over the chords, that's a bit odd. It's like a suspension. Not many people would open a verse that way.
So we're listening to the entrance right now?
Yes.
Okay.
On Calvary Mountain, where they made him suffer so, all my sin was paid for a long, long time ago.
So there you go.
My guess are Gillian Welch and David Rawling, songwriters and musicians. They're going to perform another song that's featured on their latest album, The Harrow and the Harvest. The song is called Dark Turn of Mind.
Take me and love me if you want me. Don't ever treat me unkind. 'Cause I had that trouble already, and it left me with a dark turn of mind. I see the bones in the river, and I feel happy I'll be. sun's going down. So leave me if I'm feeling too lonely. Food is the fruit on the vine. You know, sun. Some have a dark turn of mind. You know, some.
That's Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings performing Dark Turn of Mine, which is on their new album, The Harrow and the Harvest. Before we end, you know, what I often do at the end of interviews with performers is ask them to surprise us with a song that we might not think that they like or that isn't typical for them, and to perform it and tell us why they love it. Would you be up for doing that?
Yeah, sure. You want us to just pick the song?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do White Rabbit. How's that?
That's surprising.
Okay.
Very surprising. And why are you doing it?
We discovered one day accidentally in soundcheck, we were doing our sound at this club, and the reverb was kind of broken, or the wrong setting was on, and I started singing, and I was just drenched in reverb, and it immediately put me in mind of Grace Slick, and I started singing White Rabbit, and all the guys... Dave and our sound man, everyone just died. So we've actually done it live a couple times. We did it on the, we just finished a tour with the Buffalo Springfield reunion tour, and we actually played it.
Yeah, we pulled it out a couple times.
Yeah.
So we'll give you a little gem, a little shot of that here.
Gillian Welch, Dave Rawlings, it's been so much fun to have you in the studio. Thank you so much for performing for us and talking with us. And thanks to the engineers at NPR West, where you are right now. It's really been a pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Terry. We had a good time, and thanks for having us on the show.
Yes, thank you.
Gillian Welch and David Rawlings recorded last July. Their Fresh Air performance of White Rabbit is on iTunes. Their latest album is called The Harrow and the Harvest. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.